Pope Francis is also visiting the U.S. and today saw a Pope's first address to Congress.
I am most grateful for the invitation to address this joint session of Congress in the land of the free at the home of the brave.
The Pope was invited by Speaker of the House John Boehner, who said he attended Catholic Mass nearly every day as a child in southwest Ohio. In front of a full house, the Pope structured his speech around the lives and stories of four famous Americans.
Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Dorothy Day, and Thomas Merton.
Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Dorothy Day, Thomas Merton. Joining us from the Capitol, NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Robin.
And for those who weren't like millions, I'm sure we're going to find out watching on TV and being outside the Congress. What was it like?
You know, it was really interesting because so many times when you see these rallies outside of the Capitol, they're more divisive. You have two sides. It's more loud. It's more robust. And today it was very positive. It was very receptive. And I think obviously part of that reason is of the some 50,000 people that were outside the Capitol gathered on the West Front for this, all of them had tried very hard to be there. I would say it was probably a predominantly Catholic audience, but it was certainly not entirely Catholics. I talked to people of all different faiths who said they just wanted to be here for the history, for the moment. I even talked to someone who said they were an atheist, but just liked Francis's message and wanted to sort of share it with the people that were gathered there.
Well, it's sort of like the elephant that different people feel different parts of. People like some of Pope Francis's messages, but maybe not others.
Yeah.
And let's hear what he said today. Focused a lot on the refugee crisis in Europe, tied it into the immigration debate here in the U.S. Let's listen.
On this continent, too, thousands of persons are led to travel north in search of a better life for themselves and for their loved ones, in search of greater opportunity.
And of course, Sue, many in the chambers may not agree with the Pope on what he's seeming to say, which is welcome them. So, you know, what was the response?
It's so interesting because he did not in any way shy away from divisive topics. He talked about immigration and how immigrants need to be treated with humanity and with justice. He talked about the refugee crisis. In some comments, it could have been viewed as supportive of the ending the Cuba embargo. And he once again references encyclical on climate change and reasserted that it is man-made, that it is real, it is a global crisis, and that lawmakers should act. More broadly, what I thought was really striking, particularly when you think about the fact that he was addressing a fully Republican-controlled Congress, when he talked about striving for the common good and specifically said that redistribution of wealth can be a part of that and that questions have to be greater than what kind of taxes do you pay. And as someone who has covered the fiscal debates of the past 4, 5, 6, 7 years, where so much of the debate in Washington has been over those very questions, it was really interesting to hear him sort of speak to Congress and say, shoot higher.
Well, redistribution of wealth. Well, he also talked about, you know, being against the death penalty. So did he say anything that would be seen as an olive branch to the more conservative base of Congress?
You know, I think overall his message was absolutely an inclusive one. So two things specifically that I think were probably well received from the base and also notably outside from the crowd was when he talked about the sanctity and dignity of human life, particularly in Washington now that is currently caught up in this debate over Planned Parenthood funding. I would also say when he spoke about his opposition to the death penalty, that was something that I noticed in the crowd received sort of an audible cheer and support. So those two issues, particularly, I think, for conservative Catholics and Catholics, I thought they were important. Also, at the very end, when he nodded towards traditional family, he did not speak specifically to same-sex unions or marriage, but I think that could also be read as sort of a defense of traditional marriage and the traditional family unit.
We thought it was interesting watching inside the chambers as he came down the aisle and was announced. Usually, even if it's the president, people are trying to touch him.
Yeah.
Nobody touched the Pope, and the only person he reached out to was John Kerry.
Yeah, and I think partly that is because members of Congress were advised not to reach out to the Pope.
Don't touch the Pope.
Don't touch the Pope unless he tries to touch you. And I think it's more likely that he's met and seen John Kerry before. It was probably a familiar face in a crowd of not as familiar faces.
Well, you don't know if he was sending a signal about the Iran pact or, you know.
There you go.
But there you go. Susan Davis, NPR congressional reporter on the Pope's speech today in Congress, an historic one. Susan, thanks.
Thank you.